look both ways. Pumping OJs, my pops put me on that. Catching the contact, the weed blew from the back seat. Two niggas I just met a month ago. I'm staring in the rearview suspect. I catch a screw face from one of them two-faced niggas. I'm wondering how these two snakes ever slid in my crew. Wait, they knew filthy. Now these clowns in the back of my ride. But I ain't mention nervous on the passenger side. He tipsy yelling,
yo, my 10 G's in the trunk plus yours. I know you young, but this the most old that you seen us for.
I tried to smile, but barely did. I glanced in the back seat, feeling like these cats got plans to attack me. But maybe that's weed smoke making me so paranoid as some snakes. Nervous asked me, was I straight? Said it's written on my face, what was up? My eyes motioned to the back, I said nothing much. I turned the CD up, a coincidence. OJ's backstabbers, I laugh at the irony. Them niggas still eyeing me. It must have been the alcohol, cause suddenly I shouted, y'all know this is your favorite song. What the fuck you pouting for? Nervous told me chill out, the niggas just smiled. One turned to his man, started whispering loud. I couldn't tell what he was saying, no. I turned around and said, you got something to say it, ho. And before I knew it, mad movement, both them niggas popped out gas. Reply, pull the fuck over, nigga, how about that? Fuck, man, I knew these niggas were some fake-ass vets. Couldn't trust them far as I could smell they stink-ass breath. I pulled over to the side, looked at nervous. I guess he sobered up. They told us open the trunk and get out slowly. Said, let me see your hands, show me. And if you make a move for your weapon, it's over, homie. I wish we had one, but wasn't packing. Bad mistake, as this nigga pistol whipped my face and I ate pavement. Grabbed the cash out the trunk, hop in the front. Me and nervous helpless as they spit on me and spit away. We just stood there shocked, pride hurt plus our pockets. Told nervous time to mobilize, he looked at me and nodded, yeah. Pride hurt plus our pockets, told nervous time to mobilize, he looked at me and nodded.
Fuck it, Joe, that 20 ain't shit. Are you aight? Wipe that blood off, here's a handkerchief. You living the life of a criminal now. I should've never brought you round. I should've never let you drive the car. I should've held you down, cause I know you got a temper. You say what's on your mind, it was blowing smoke up in your face. Plus they try to pry up in our business. I can't believe it totally went wrong. But I ain't trying to blame you, I know this shit's my fault. See that 20 up in the trunk? It wasn't from a show. I lied, I was supposed to off these cats on the low. And I was gonna tell you, but I ain't want you to know. Cause in order to do it right, we had to get close. So I figured the best way, take him out to get tipsy, let him smoke something. I thought taking you with me would give you a hands-on look at my profession. It's the underworld, the only way that I relieve aggression. And you told me before that you was interested in it. Been a minute, I've been watching you grow into a menace. I know you mad lost, don't mean to speak like this. That bastard must have found a heat tucked underneath my shit. And when he saw the opportunity, he couldn't let it pass. Fuck, I can't blame him, yo, he caught me slipping bad. But we bout to get it back, and I'ma tell you how. Call Bobby, tell him, meet us right now, it's going down. See, I left the tank on E. They ain't getting more than 5 to 10 miles up the street. So tell him, bring the heat, drove off in that direction. 5 minutes later, seen him stall past the intersection. What a relief, it all happened. We made it look like a carjacking. Grab the bags out the back, and you don't want beef. It all happened, we made it look like a carjacking. Grab the bags out the back and you don't want beef.